And we're back once again on Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network. Conspicuously absent from his chair is Eric Jacobson, and in his place is Josh Gambala, because we're talking about Bottom Line cybersecurity. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, you know, there's been some news coming out of Canada about major Canadian banks looking into some data breaches or potentially reported data breaches.
Yeah,
what do you know about that?
Well, I know that it's the Bank of Montreal and my favorite named bank of all time, the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce.
That is a cool name.
It is a good name.
Sounds solid.
Well, what we know so far is they've been contacted by some alleged hackers who want about $1 million. In order to ransom their data back to them.
Okay, so ransomware. This is ransomware.
No, it's not ransomware. Ransomware would be where they're actually in control of the data on like the local system, like they've encrypted it.
Okay.
This is that they've stolen the data, and unless they want it on the internet, they got to pay up.
All right, so you security guys call that data exfiltration.
That's right.
What us normal people call it is they grabbed our data and they took it.
Yep.
and they got it. And so now if they're telling us if we want it back, we got to pay $1 million.
Right. Well, things get a little strange because so far the Bank of Montreal and what we're going to call the CIBC, they have not acknowledged that their data has been stolen, but they assure us that if there were a way for that data to be stolen, it's been fixed.
Really?
Yes.
That doesn't sound very reassuring to me.
Not at all.
When you're talking about banking data, you're talking about people's bank accounts,
mm-hmm.
you know, their money, their, yeah. I mean, access to their funds.
Yes and no. So in this case, I believe that they're reporting that it's financial data, social security numbers, DOB. That's
date
all things that have been stolen before.
Okay.
If the passwords have been stolen and they're in a weak form of encryption, that's more concerning to me.
Okay. Right, yeah, because they could access the accounts then, potentially.
Well, not only that, but, you know, people still can't get the idea through their heads that they can't reuse their passwords everywhere. And so if you've gone ahead and made, like, one super secure password and you're using it now for your email and your banking, and now they've got your banking password,
right?
They've got your email password.
Or if they have your security question answers, you know, what your mother's made, you know,
if
maiden
you're still
name,
running into security questions, those are bad security websites.
I know that you've talked about this before, that's not good security protocol to use security questions.
No, those are
if you're on a site asking you those. And, you'd be surprised, though, how many large companies still use those.
I know. It's unfortunate.
It is, because, you know, you're kind of forced into a situation. When I see them now, based on knowing you and working with our ESS team over the years, I make up, you know, if it's a legitimate site and I have to put them in, I just make up false answers and I write down in my password manager what I put down.
Yeah, and that's one way of doing it. That's, you know, it's recommended that you not use answers that we can go and get off of your social media website.
Facebook, right. Yeah. So that's fascinating. So are the laws in Canada different than the U.S.? Because in the U.S., you have to report. I mean...
Well, they're different from state to state, even in the United States. So it's pretty safe to assume that they're somewhat different in Canada. There are ways around reporting laws. You know, we don't say the word breach until we have confirmation that we are 100% positive it's a breach, it's a security incident.
Right.
And they're probably would argue that they're just doing their due diligence right now.
It's
kind of a little dance. Everyone.
So here's another question for you. They said the two banks that were mentioned, one is the Imperial Bank that you talked about. Mm-hmm. Another is the Bank of Montreal. Another is the Simply Financial, a direct banking brand. Oh, that is the Imperial Bank of Canada.
Yep.
The one bank said 50,000 records potentially, or that's what's been reported. The other said 40,000. With the conversion rate, isn't that like 10 or 12?
Yes, it's
so
very
I
close
that's
to that.
What, yeah,
I think it's like 70 to 100, so
yeah.
You think about a third
That's
off.
What I think. Well, you know, so when I travel up there with money, it's kind of like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy a soda and it's $50,000 Canadian dollars.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, wow, okay. That seems a little high, but whatever. I don't make the rules. So, all right, so that's fascinating. So it's always amazing to me when there's a data incident at a business that they are so hesitant to report it. Now, I get that they don't want to go out to the world and say, we've lost your data. But aren't they compounding? The cover-up's worse than the crime sometimes, right? Because the truth's going to come out, right?
Well, there have been a few incidents where the cover-up has made it look worse than the crime, I guess you could say. But consumers have not historically held companies accountable for their bad security behavior. So I don't know that they really care.
So I think they're starting to, though. I mean, recent studies that I've read on consumer attitudes and consumers' opinions is that they're starting to hold the entity responsible if they lose your data. That number is growing highly. That percentage of who do they blame, you know, because I think, you know, people are getting smarter about cybercrime. And it used to be people would naturally just blame, well, that's the internet. It's the big old bad internet. And nobody can do anything. And they're getting smarter and they're realizing, no, there are things that companies can do. They're just not doing them because they don't want to spend the money. And that's my data that they're not protecting. So I'm not going to do business with them anymore.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, most of the reported security breaches each year were easily preventable.
Yeah, and that's the sad part. And I think as a business community, that's what your group at ASK called Enhanced Security Services preaches day in and day out, that you know you can mitigate risk. You can prevent a great deal of the risk to your business, and it's not overwhelmingly expensive. I mean, no. Yes, it is a line item in your budget, but you know, your business is worth a lot and you need to protect it. So thanks, Josh. That's great information. Thanks for being with us. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.